It's VIP of the Month Spotlight for June 2019. Now, here is our host for today's show, Teresa Rose.
Welcome, everyone, to this month's VIP Spotlight with our own spotlight on Connie Grant. Just a few housekeeping rules here before we get started. Once the interview starts, no keying up during the interview. At the end of the interview, I will open up the floor to any member that wants to ask Connie a question. You can ask her anything you want, but she does have the, she can deny to answer that question if she chooses to do so. And with no further ado, we're going to get started. Kick back and enjoy.
Special kind of sunshine in their smiles. Did you ever stop to think or wonder why the nearest thing to heaven is a child? When you get down on your knees tonight and thank the Lord for His guiding light, pray they turn out right. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids.
Welcome, everyone, to the VIP of the month of June. And our honored guest this month is our own Connie Grant. And for those of you that know her, she loves kids. She loves her children, her grandkids. So what an appropriate introduction to introduce her to you tonight. I'd like to welcome Connie Grant. She was born November the 13th, 1954. And she lives in Rosemount, Minnesota. Welcome, Connie.
Thank you, Teresa Rose, for this opportunity to share some of my life.
All right, Connie, we're going to get started. Connie, tell us where you were born and raised.
I was born in Farmington, Minnesota.
Okay, Connie, how long did you live there? Were you raised there all of your life, or did you live other places while you were growing up?
I moved probably about 15 times, and Rosemount is probably about maybe 15 minutes north of Farmington.
Connie, tell us a little bit about your parents and your brothers and sisters, if any.
My parents were born in South Dakota, moved to Minnesota. I have four older brothers, and I had lost three of them, and I have one older sister, and so I'm the youngest.
Connie, are all of your siblings living, or do you have any that have passed?
I lost three brothers, and so my oldest brother that's still living, he's 19 years older, and my sister is 3 years older, and that's myself.
What about your parents, Connie? Did they have careers, or did they farm, or what did your parents do?
My dad had a couple of jobs. He was a mechanic. And then he also had a hobby farm, and my mom used to work at a Kid Duds, which is a pajama sewing factory and hospital.
Very interesting. Connie, tell me, were you born blind, or did you lose your sight later in life?
I was diagnosed in fifth grade. It started out where I couldn't see the chalkboard, and they took me to just a regular general eye doctor, and he must have seen something, so he had sent me to the mayor clinic in Rochester.
Okay, and what was your diagnosis?
It was RP, retinitis pigmentosis.
Well, that's exactly what I've got, so I know exactly how you feel, but mine was later in life. So you were in the fifth grade, is that correct?
That's when I was diagnosed, but I still saw pretty good. I went to public school.
Well, we know that RP is hereditary. Does any of your other brothers or sisters or your parents, did they have RP?
There was nobody as far as they could go back and check in history. They couldn't find anybody else.
So being diagnosed with RP at age 5 tells me that you started in mainstream school. So you started having trouble seeing the chalkboard. What was your childhood like in elementary school?
The elementary was still pretty good. I still could see pretty good. They had me sit up in the front so I could see the chalkboard better. And basically, I think it was pretty normal.
So what age were you when you really started having a lot of difficulty seeing?
Probably more later in the late middle school, high school. It was more my vision wasn't switching between the light and the dark to the light very easy.
So in elementary school and middle school, were you involved in a lot of activities? Were you in music, band, chorus, play any sports, Connie, while you were in school?
Not school affiliated. I guess what I really loved about school is being with my friends.
And what about grades, Connie? Were you a good student? Did you make good grades?
I was so-so. I mean, you know, it wasn't great. It wasn't poor. But again, I just kind of got by, I guess.
So what was your favorite subject, say, in elementary and middle school? And we'll talk about high school here in a few minutes. Do you have a favorite subject?
Probably FIAT.
Probably what? Repeat. I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Well, we call it FIAT.
Okay, tell me what that is, because I don't know what that is, Connie.
Well, it's like a physical education where, you know, you go and you play sports or games or you run or you swim or...
Okay, phys ed is what we call it, phys ed. Got it. Okay, Connie, let's move on up to your high school years. Tell us a little bit about high school and what type of vision loss you had at that time and how that affected your life at that time.
It was still pretty good, except for, like, you know, again, daytime to night, nighttime to day. But high school, again, I just really love being with my friends. I love the social. I love going to the activities with my friends. I've got a couple of funny stories.
Okay, Connie, what about activities in high school? A band, music, anything like that, clubs in high school that you were involved in?
Not really. I just love to hang out with my friends more.
And Connie, you're still a social butterfly, and we love it. What are some of your stories that you remember from high school?
Now, you got to remember, this was high school humor, okay? But my girlfriend came from California. She had long brown hair and brown eyes. And I'm just the opposite. I had long blonde hair and blue eyes. But anyway, so we normally have to skip school a couple times at least every spring. And so normally we'd go down to the river and just lay out in the sun and hang out. Well, this time my friend wanted to go to her friend's house. And so she decided she wanted to wash her hair. And so she just shampooed her long brown hair right up. And all of a sudden we heard a car. And so anyway, so we grabbed her stuff and they were walking in the front and we were running out the back. And it was so funny because we were running down the alley and the shampoo was flying, her hair was flying. It was getting in her eyes and she couldn't see. I actually had to help her. We finally found a hose to rinse it out.
So, Connie, you skipped school. How many times did you do that a week, you said?
It was probably a couple times a spring.
Maybe that's why you're a social butterfly. You skipped school. Oh, my goodness. So you didn't make it down to the river that day, I assume.
No, not that day. The other funny story was I was with a male friend, and again, we were skipping school, and I decided I wanted to drive his car, and he let me. So I don't know how it happened, but I put that car right in the ditch. And so anyway, so we had a farmer, and he was yelling and screaming at us, and he was going to call the police. And we just pushed the car out, and we just got out of there pretty fast.
And that leads me up to another question. Connie, was your vision ever well enough for you to have your driver's license? Have you ever driven other than driving your friend's car?
I took the class and I passed it, but I never got to pass the eye test. So no, I didn't get my license.
Okay, quickly, Connie, tell us, did you attend the prom? And if so, do you remember who you went with?
No, I wasn't a prom girl, but I'm sure I attended a party.
Well, Connie, I can't picture you not being the prom girl. You're such a social butterfly. I could see you all over the dance floor. Let's move ahead just a little bit. Connie, after high school, what did you do with your life? Did you go on to college or did you have a career? So tell us a little bit about that time in your life.
Well, what I decided to do is I moved in with a family that had a psychological and a physical challenged child. He had brain surgery when he was 9 days old, and I decided to take care of him. And it was the joy of my life at that time. He could only say about maybe 5 or 6 words, and he used to call me Nani because he couldn't say Connie. And I had a lot of responsibility because he was almost 100% care.
Oh, wow, Connie, at such a young age and to be that devoted, I'm sure that the parents were very appreciative of you coming in and taking care of that child.
Well, he had my heartstrings. I went out and I bought him a big wheel, and Mom would make wooden blocks and Velcro straps. And they had like a living room, dining room, and kitchen, and I would just kind of wheel him around and around and around. And basically, I was exercising his legs. He thought it was fun, but it was exercise.
So, Connie, how long did you do that? And after that, did you go on to another career, or did you decide to go to school at that time?
Well, I also, I think I was there for a couple of years. And then I had gotten married, and then I had my children. And then I did go to college in 1990 for occupational therapy assistance. And I graduated in 1993, and I fell in love with that career. Unfortunately, I was set up to do some volunteering at the Courage Center, and just a few days before that, I had a heart attack. So that postponed everything.
Okay, Connie, let's talk a little bit about your husband. We know that you're married. So, Connie, tell us a little bit about how you met and how long you dated, and tell us a little bit about when you got married.
We probably dated for a couple of years. We had gotten married in 1975, and we had 4 children. The oldest is Bridget Ann. The second one is Chad Allen. Then we have Christopher Lee, and the youngest is Autumn Lynn. I have 6 grandchildren, and they range from 20 down to 9. I have 4 step-grandchildren, and I have 5 step-great-grandchildren.
Oh, wow. I was trying to add that up, and you were saying it so quickly. You've got a large family, and, oh, Connie, I know how much you love your kids, and it shows in the way that you speak about your children and your grandchildren. And I know that you are very, very proud of them. So, Connie, after you had gotten married and you had your children and then you experienced this problem with your heart, tell us what kind of challenges you had there and how did you overcome it?
The heart attack was devastating for me because I did have some vision. And then after the heart attack, I had no vision. It took all my vision away. Once I got used to that idea, it took a while to recuperate because it takes a lot out of you. And so that was pretty devastating for me and the kids.
I can imagine. So how young, or I guess I should say, how old was your oldest child and how young was your youngest child at that time that all of this happened in your life?
I would have to do the math, but I was 40.
No, I was asking how old the children were. What was the youngest child you had at that time?
I think Autumn was probably, I would have to do the math, but maybe 6.
So that must have been very difficult, you as a mother that had enough sight that to have these children to be able to take care of your children, then have a heart attack and lose what sight you had. So was your husband very cooperative? Was he a lot of help? And did your children eventually learn to help mom, or was it more of a challenge?
I think Adam was a little bit older. I'm sorry. My kids have always been really helpful for me. And in that situation, they were just more scared. And so was I. And so, but once we got through that initial, I'm going to be okay, then of course they all stepped up and they helped.
Awesome. So that's what put your career on hold, that was the center of your life, to be able to help physically with occupational therapy. So how did you handle with not being able to pursue that, Connie?
I don't know if I had time, because 11 months later, then my duplex burned down.
And that's another challenge in your life. Tell us a little bit about that, and how did you overcome that? Here you're a mom, and I'm married, and you've got all these children, and you just had a heart attack, lost all your vision, and then you go through another tragedy. How did you deal with that, Connie?
It was very challenging. It really was. What was probably the hardest is because my older daughter thought that she didn't get the candle blew out when she left the room, and she was on suicidal watch. It was horrible for her. And so we had to keep a real close eye on her. But then we found out years later that Autumn had a friend over, and she relit the candle, and we didn't know about it until years later.
Wow, that must have been very devastating for your daughter to carry that burden. And how did you deal with your home burning and losing everything? How did you deal with that?
I had to be really strong for everybody. It didn't matter, you know, how hard it was for me. It was my kids. Red Cross helped us out some. I stayed with my friend, or we stayed with my friend. Some of my kids were scattered at their friends. That was probably the worst, that we weren't together. We got through it. You know, we all walked into a famous shoe store all barefoot, and we just started over.
And I'm sure, did you have neighbors and relatives that rallied around and help you start rebuilding? Did you have the community to come together with your family?
My family and my husband's family, you know, they brought us a lot of stuff. And they helped us with money. And so that was probably the only way we got through it.
So, Connie, how much time lapsed between the fire before your family was back totally together and in a home again?
Oh, I bet it took at least a couple months when my whole family was back together.
At such a young age to have to go through what you had to go through, Connie, what an amazing story. And your children have got to be amazing children to be as wonderful as you always tell us they are. And I'm so thankful that they were so supportive of you. And I know that they still are today. Let's regress back in time just for a few minutes. What was one of your fondest memories, Connie, of during your childhood and growing up?
My dad had gotten into horses, and I helped my dad a lot. And whenever he went to horse sales, he would bring home horses, and I would get to try them out. And when I found one that I liked, I kept.
So you rode horses as well? Was that a hobby of yours?
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. That, and then also going to the beach. I love going to the beach.
So what type of horse did you pick out, Connie?
A quarter horse.
And what was its name? Do you remember?
Oh, I definitely do. There's a pattern, I think. I love food, and so I had several horses. The first one was Popcorn. Second one was the one that I liked the best was Candy. Then there was Coke, and then, of course, there's a lady. So she doesn't fit into the theme, but...
So, Connie, did you continue to have horses through the rest of your life? And what about today? Do you still ride?
No, I don't ride. But I did ride up even past when, you know, after I was married. And then the young kids got to ride some of my dad's horses, too.
Well, that's awesome. I've always wanted to ride. I just never have. They say it's wonderful exercise for your body. So, Connie, tell us, we all want to know, when did Connie start noticing boys? What age?
Oh, it had to be at least kindergarten.
Kindergarten?
It must have been. You know, I've always, always, always liked guys.
Oh, Connie, that is too precious. I think that's the youngest so far kindergarten. So, got to ask my famous question. If you started noticing boys when you were in kindergarten, I got to know, how old were you when you got your first kiss? And do you remember where you were and who it was? And how old were you?
I remember it was quite young. I'm thinking like maybe first or second grade. And it was a little neighbor boy.
Oh, how cute. Do you remember his name? Please tell me it wasn't a John.
Trees, I don't believe you said that. It was a Larry.
I couldn't resist, Connie. I couldn't resist. Okay, Connie, tell us a little bit about your hobbies. You've talked a little bit about horses, and you like to ride horses. Any other hobbies in your life, Connie?
I love reading. I have several good authors, so it'd be, take forever to name them all. But I like romance and Christian and mystery and detective.
Awesome. And Connie, how long have you been married? You've been married quite a long time. So how long?
I've been married 43 years.
Absolutely awesome, Connie. Congratulations. And you should be very proud of that. Connie, when we were speaking prior to this interview, you were telling me that you did some traveling before you got married. Do you want to tell us all about that?
Yeah, I was very fortunate, and I got to go to Hawaii. My brother lived over there, and besides just the normal Hawaii being beautiful, I experienced a couple of unique things. And one of them was, it was like a Diamond Head Festival. And you walk in through a tunnel, and it was pretty bizarre in my opinion. It was wall-to-wall people, and people were smoking marijuana, drinking, everybody was loving everybody. It was pretty quite unique.
Wow. Did you get to visit a lot of places while you were over there? And was your brother there because he was in the military, or did he live there of his own free will?
Nah, he lived there because he loved it over there. He wasn't in the military, but he worked for the military, if that makes any sense. Places that I got to see. Of course, the beautiful beaches, the ocean, the coral. We got to fly to Kauai. That was really unique.
Awesome. Hawaii is on my bucket list, and I hope to get there one day. I know it must have been beautiful, and I'm so glad you got to see that.
This is one I can see so pretty good. Another thing is Hawaiians got their culture. They believe in New Year's Eve. They do fireworks to chase away evil spirits. And I don't think there's one spot in the sky that didn't have some sort of color on it from fireworks.
And did you have enough vision at that time, Connie, to be able to visually experience that?
Absolutely. And it was beautiful over the water.
Well, that's absolutely phenomenal. I know that's a memory that is etched in your mind. Connie, if you could travel anywhere in the world today, anywhere, where would you go and why?
Before I answer that question, I traveled to one more area, and it was to Montana, and it was in the winter, and we went snowmobiling in the Rockies. That was really fun, too.
Another place I've never been. Sounds beautiful. I've always heard Montana was beautiful. Do you ski, Connie?
I did downhill ski one time. I don't know if I'd do it again, but, I'll do almost anything once.
Ooh, now that could open the door to some interesting questions. So, Connie, tell us, if you could go anywhere in the world, anywhere, where would it be and why?
Probably Australia, just because I've always been thinking that'd be really neat, like with the different animals, and kangaroos and the koala bears, and I don't know, I just always thought that would be neat.
I actually have family in Australia that I have never met on my dad's side of the family. It's a long way over there and too many snakes for me, but I bet it is beautiful. Connie, what is one of the most important things to you in your life?
Of course, it's my kids and my grandkids.
And I'm going to ask this question, but I probably know the answer. What do you enjoy the most in your life?
Of course, the kids and the grandkids.
So, Connie, you've answered two questions with that. So let's go into that a little bit. Why are your grandkids the center of your eye?
I guess when they come over and they give you a big hug and a kiss and say, I love you, Grandma.
How precious, Connie. That is absolutely precious. You elaborated a little bit ago about that you love food and you named all of your horses after food. So what is your favorite food, Connie? And after this interview, we're all coming over for dinner. What are you going to feed us for dinner?
I have a couple favorites, but one of them definitely is chicken Alfredo.
Yummy. So are we going to have chicken Alfredo? What is on the menu? We're all coming over for dinner. Tell us what the main course is all the way down to dessert. So what are you going to feed us? We're all hungry.
chicken Alfredo, asparagus, definitely asparagus. I love asparagus. I love strawberry cheesecake. Well, we'll have a couple different kind of cheesecakes. We'll also have chocolate cheesecake.
Yummy, yummy. Everybody be packed up and ready to go when the interview ends. Connie, if you could change one thing in your life, what would it be and why?
I would probably change, instead of getting married and having kids first and then college, I would probably have switched that around and went to college first.
If you could have pursued your career in occupational therapy, where would you have liked to have taken that? Would you have liked to work with children, adults, youth? Where would you have gone with that?
I loved all three areas, but I think with my vision loss, I think geriatrics suited me best. I love the older people. I know there's one time when there's this older guy that had a stroke and he couldn't hear the TV in the living room, right? So I felt really bad. So I had an extra TV around here and I brought him a TV. I just can't help it.
Well, Connie, you've got a big heart and it shows, and you're such a people person, and it's a pleasure to know you as well as to be able to call you my friend. Connie, I know that you have a very strong faith. Do you want to talk a little bit about your faith in God?
I do. I do have a strong faith in God, and how it kind of originated is I was brought up Lutheran. Of course, I was baptized in confirmation and being confirmed. And I used to take care of my nieces and nephews a lot. And so Chad and I were taking care of my nieces and nephews and at my brother's house. And when my brother came back, it must have been in the winter because Chad jumped in the car to warm the car up. And my brother wanted to make sure that I knew Jesus and I had my salvation. And so he was not going to let me go until he, you know, was satisfied. So anyway, so Ted did not know what was going on. So he was out there and he was honking the horn and ribbing his engine. And my brother was in the house talking religion. And so pretty soon I just told him anything he wanted to hear just so I could leave. So all kidding aside, my husband never has beeped or ribbed his engine up ever again. And my brother had a real important role for my Christian walk. I had several family members and friends that were really helpful.
So, Connie, it sounds like you said everything he wanted you to say, so he planted the seed. How much longer after that was it before you accepted Christ?
I accepted Jesus, but I really didn't know if I really did or didn't. But it wasn't too much after that that then I really started taking it real serious.
And Connie, I'm sure that you have brought your children up to in a Christian home.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, they just say, oh, Mom, not again.
Well, Connie, all throughout this interview, it is evident that kids have played a big role in your life from the get-go and is still playing a big role in your life all the way from your children all the way down to your great-grandchildren. And they are so lucky to have such a wonderful grandmother as you and to be such an inspiration. And I want to give you kudos for that because that is awesome. You don't see that kind of dedication from grandparents these days.
Oh, thank you very much, Teresa.
Connie, tell us, when did you get involved with the online sites and what was the first online blind site you got involved with?
Well, the first online site was definitely for the people. And I'm thinking it was like 2005. I'm not real positive on that year. But I know I really learned a lot. I really met a lot of nice people. And I got to give for the people a lot of credit for having so many people start there.
So, Connie, had you been a computer user before that? Or is that about the time you got involved with computers? And how did that online site help you develop your computer skills?
I started learning the computer in 98. But that's when my first grandson was born. And they asked me to take care of him, so I had to put the computer off to the side. And so it was probably about the time I started For the People again to just start learning the computer again. And it was really a big help because there's a lot of people that knew a lot of information where, you know, they would help everybody.
Connie, we understand and we all know, if anybody doesn't, they're going to learn. We know you love to shop. Tell us why you love to shop so much.
Do you really have to ask? Oh, my gosh. I love it for every reason you could think of. I love getting out. I love exercise. I love to be with who I'm going shopping with. I love to find out what's out there. I love color. I love to buy stuff and bring it home.
And, Connie, do you use a cane or do you use a guide dog?
I use my daughter, Autumn. I have a cane and I have to. I can use it. But mainly it works getting stuff out from under the bed the best right now. I had 3 guide dogs, but I don't have any anymore.
If you were to speak with a newly blinded person and they ask you about what your opinion on a guide dog is and how it affected your life, what would you tell them and what would you recommend as far as a guide dog is concerned?
Oh, I loved my guide dogs, especially the 1 out of 3. I had a black lab and her name was Geisha. And when I called her Geisha Grant, she knew she was in big trouble. But I worked her about 9-10 years. I would tell anybody and everybody if they're interested in getting a dog, absolutely. I was more independent with the dog. I felt safer with the dog. And I checked out all the different schools to figure out what school I want to go to. And then I just listened to a lot of advice from all the instructors.
Connie, is there a reason you don't have a dog today?
There is. I'm allergic to dogs now.
You could get a Labradoodle.
I know, but San Rafael... the guide dog, and it's by San Rafael, California. They don't really promote that kind of dog just because they're a little bit high strung and hyper and they have a lot of trouble with on their hips. And so, I don't know, I just have to take their advice under consideration.
I was just kidding mainly, but there are some dogs out there that they do train for people that do have allergies for dogs. I have allergies as well to dogs, so that's something we both should keep in mind.
Yeah, it was really too bad because I loved having my guide dog. I just loved the independence.
Well, Connie, guess what? You bought a lottery ticket last night. I forgot to tell you, and you won. You won a lot of money. Tell me what you're going to do with it.
I probably would make sure that my family was taken care of, my grandchildren, step-grandchildren, and my friends, even John. But anyway, I would probably give the rest away.
I knew you'd say that, Connie. You've got such a big heart. You really, really do. Connie, is there anything in your life that I have not asked you about that really means something to you, or a challenge that you have overcome other than what we've already talked about that you would like to share with us tonight?
I think I covered a little of everything without going into, you know, have it too lengthy. This may or may not be a question, and if you have that to be a question, I apologize. But I have fell in love with VIP. When I first came into one of the rooms in VIP, the first person I talked to was John Harris. And so I really appreciate that because he made me feel so warm, so welcome. And then also with Terry and everybody that I know on VIP, I met a lot of friends, and I totally love all of them. And I just mean that with all my heart.
And Connie, that is my last question, and we're going to open up the floor here to the members to ask you some questions. But my last question was to do with VIP. What year did you join VIP? And you just spoke a little bit about it, but how has it impacted your life? How did it change your life?
I think I joined 2014 or 15, and besides meeting a lot of good friends, I've learned a lot from people with, you know, different suggestions about the computer. When I needed a new computer, people were helping me to set it up. I really, really met a lot of friends that I just absolutely adore and love. Aunt Teresa, you're one of them.
Thank you so much, Connie, and I feel the same about you. Okay, Connie, a wonderful, wonderful interview, and we've learned a lot about you, and I am proud to be your friend, and I even learned things I had no idea about you. One thing I did know was how devoted you are to your family, your kids, and your grandkids, and I am just so honored to know a person that is that dedicated. So thank you so much, Connie, and again, congratulations for being the VIP for the month of June. We're going to open the floor to the members to ask some questions. If you would key up and ask a question one at a time and let Connie answer the question before the next person keys up, please. Okay, first question.
Oh, that gets to be me. Connie, you talked about your house on fire and everything was burnt up. If I were to have been there at that time and I were to buy you a pair of jeans, what size would I have purchased for you?
A 2.
Good answer, Connie. Connie, I know you like to shop. And I'm guessing that shopping for shoes is in that. What is your favorite kind of shoes? Well, maybe what are your favorite 2 types of shoes?
I know I have 2 kinds. I have boots and I have Crocs.
Good answer, Connie. Sandals for the summer, boots for the winter. Anybody else?
Yeah, Connie, it's Bob G here. Listening to you, and many times I've been in the site, not only presume, I know you have a great sense of humor. Have you always been able to take ribbing like you do from John and Terry?
If I want to be in VIP, I almost have to, right? Yes.
Connie, I was wondering, do you like to go camping?
In a hotel with a 5-star.
Good answer. I'm right there with you, girlfriend. Anybody else?
Connie, I've known you for a number of years, and I always picture you with your grandkids all around you and having fun in the background when the kids were over for parties and all that good stuff. And I know you're a great grandmother and a great mom to all your kids. And the interview was absolutely great. Got to know a little bit about you and Teresa, like you guys were just talking backwards and forwards. So it was really great. Congratulations.
Hey, Connie. I'm wondering, when the fire happened, was it in the middle of the night or was it during the day? And were you home when it happened?
Thank you, Als. No, it was in the middle of the day. It was the first day of summer vacation. And, yep, my girls and I were all 3 home, and the boys and Ted were not.
So, Connie, tell us, while Mars brought that up, tell us what room did the fire start in and was everybody able to get out?
It was in my daughter's bedroom, and she had a candle lit, and she had a phone call, and so she blew it out, and then she answered the phone. And the candle, unfortunately, like I said, my daughter's friend relit the candle, and it started the curtains on fire.
Oh, wow. And, of course, everybody made it out, but you lost everything.
Yeah, we made it out. The one thing that I may suggest, though, is to learn ahead on how to use a fire extinguisher, because we didn't know how to do it.
Anybody else have a question for Miss Connie? Connie, again, I want to thank you so much for agreeing to be my VIP of the month for June. And as I always end my interviews, I always end it with my guest's favorite song. So I'm going to play Connie's favorite song. If everyone will stay and listen, please. Again, Connie, thank you so much. And the VIP for the month of July will be a vacation month. So VIP will pick up in the month of August. So stay tuned to the announcement list to learn who the VIP for the month of August will be. And I look forward to seeing all of you in the month of August. Again, thank you so much, Connie. And we will end with this.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. The skies might turn to gray, and I don't worry about the future, 'cause I know what Jesus said. Tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Connie, and thanks all for coming.
This has been a presentation of VIP Conduit.